podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
Have you seen this viral footage of this guy in Texas who was in a hot air balloon and the balloon came down and got snagged on a 900-foot tower?
Yeah.
This is my nightmare. Yeah. I actually have nightmares about being stuck on a tower like this.
It's like a radio tower sort of thing.
It's insane.
Looks like it.
So this happened on Saturday. 900-foot tall structure. I'm trying to put it in a point that you can understand. Really tall.
Yeah.
So scarily tall, right? So basically the balloon is ripped to shreds. So they were, I don't know whether it was ripped because it hit the tower or was ripped beforehand.
275 metres tall.
Oh,
that's a huge tower.
That's crazy, right? The fire department had to use 6 different rope systems, 35 firefighters, 14 that were deployed on the tower, 21 on the ground. If you see the footage, so it goes balloon and balloon basket, air, tower.
So it's he's hanging off the side.
He's hanging off the side. He's not like touching the tower with the basket.
Yeah.
So what happens? He has to belay across from the basket to the tower. You would have to sedate me.
Like a
rhino on the savannah, just and then just get someone to drag me across, because there is no way that, number one, I could get from basket to tower, and then, all right, so we're going to climb down. No, we're not.
No.
You're going to knock me out.
Yeah, and you're going to piggyback down. Someone who can actually handle this.
Helicopter on a string. Yeah. Anything. Like.
Yeah. Wow.
Crazy.
Wow.
Check it out if you haven't yet, this 900-foot tower balloon snag.
Hot air balloons do seem like a good idea, don't they? Good
they
idea.
Really do.
I mean, unless, of course.
If you're getting there local and you're buying it as a local gift, then please.
Absolutely. If they're spending with the station right now, all good people is what I would say.
It's the Tom and Loggy podcast. It's their radio show in a podcast.
Want to know, because you're a doomsday prepper.
Mm.
Have you got petrol?
I'm not a doomsday prepper, but I am a doomsday thinker.
Yeah.
Anxiety driven. I did get petrol.
Yeah.
Because yesterday I was driving past APCO and I was like, oh God, I should I stop? And there were so many cars there.
Mm.
And I was like, no, I can't be bothered. And then I called my dad so he could like get me off the hill. Do you know what I mean? Because I was just like.
Took you off the ledge.
Yeah. I was kind of like.
You know, you can always call me too if you need me to.
Nah, it's all good.
That's like 80% of my job.
I know, but I feel bad because you do it already in the day.
Yeah,
and then when
after
I leave
hours.
I'm going to call you after hours. You'll charge more for that.
I'm your little sort of ledge angel.
So this morning I rocketed up to ABCO there on MacKillop Street.
Yeah.
And I had half a tank, but I topped up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And I said, oh, ready for another big day to the lovely gal there?
Yeah.
And she said, oh, I'm finishing an hour. And I'm like, amazing.
Ah, nice.
How good's this?
Bedtime.
But then the Aussie government are saying, hey, don't stress, right?
Feels very panic buy-y.
Yeah, because people were out there with jerry cans and stuff yesterday.
And be honest, did you think about taking a jerry can?
Yes.
See, doomsday prepper. It's very panic buy-y feely, isn't it?
Look,
I don't like it.
It's going to be fine.
We don't have that much fuel is the message though, isn't it?
It's going to be fine. This is what people are feeling.
Mm.
But, you know, I mean, it's going to be fine.
I do trust the people running the country.
It's so hard, isn't
God.
It?
Oh, God. That tastes disgusting.
We've got nothing. There's nothing else we can do.
No, you're right. We've got no other option. We've just got to hope, hey. Hope that the Muppets had it sorted. Oh, my God.
No, but this is what I think.
Yeah.
We can work from home if it comes to that.
Yeah.
Right? Where are we going?
We could live here.
That's the option you said.
Yeah.
Yesterday. We could live here.
That would be fun.
For who?
Oh, it would just be like a big sleepover.
Yeah. Oh, amazing.
Surely it'd be short term.
Oh, I bags the fart room. Okay. No, thanks.
You can have the fart room.
No, thanks.
I've got a nice big office.
Yeah, exactly.
I think looking at prices, my mum was messaging all of us and like, hey, kids, make sure you top up on petrol. You've got a full tank, blah, blah, blah. And then I didn't get around to it. And so then driving into work this morning, I didn't go past an APCO, so I didn't know what the prices were at APCO.
I think it was like one correct me if I'm wrong, but it was like 158 for just your standard unleaded.
Okay,
this morning.
So around that sort of mark, which is great because that's what it has been.
Yeah.
Because I was driving past servos that are already up at $1.77. Like, so they've jumped up 20 odd cents, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even if the, so you've got to think about it this way, right? The petrol that is here in the Bowsers is already paid for
by them, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, not everyone.
Perception, though.
But some people
suggest,
and not everyone does this, that they will be like, well, the perception is that the price is going to rise.
Bang.
So let's just, you know, let's just do it anyway. I can say there are confirm in Werribee, last night it was $2.20 for unleaded.
Mate.
So if you're driving out that way.
Another great reason to live in beautiful Werribee, am I right,
don't
guys?
Don't come for my former home.
Smells good.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
There's good marketing and then there's great marketing. And when it comes to a local footy club, you've really got to reach out for members in a different way sometimes.
Yeah. And sometimes $2 for beers at the club rooms doesn't cut it.
No, exactly. So the Queenscliff Football Netball Club went viral for their membership drive this year, and it sounded like this.
I'll be your dream, I'll be your wish, I'll be your fantasy. I'll be your hope, I'll be your love, be everything that you need. I love you more with every breath, truly, madly, deeply do.
Bit of Savage Garden there, and the man who I believe led that one off and was part of the Brains operation behind it, the Brains Trust behind it, is Jammo, the coach of the Queenscliff Football Club. He joins us now. Morning, mate.
G'day, guys. How are we?
Good, thank
we're
you.
We're up and about for the Cooters.
Go Cooters.
Go Cooters.
Go Cooters.
How is the membership drive going after this viral video that's been seen worldwide?
It's been great. You know, it's more the spotlight on the club's been huge. Where you know where we're based on the, down there at the tip of the peninsula to get it across the world has been pretty funny.
Mm.
And memberships on the back of that. You know, I think it's close to 80 to 100 people that we've never even heard of who don't look like they'll come to a game. But, you know, when you do the maths on 55 a pop, like it's been a great little video for the club. I'm sure if we had have told anyone that we're going to get that amount of money in sort of a week after this video, we would have had a laugh at you. But, it's been huge.
That's amazing, and surprisingly quite a large contingent from Argentina supporting you guys now. You've got a lot members from random spots around the world.
Yeah, people from everywhere, which has been great. So, it's been great for our club, like the spot, not only the members that come from it, but just putting the spotlight. We're a good club, we're working on our culture, and we're looking at booster numbers to come to our club, so... I think it's put us in a pretty good light, and everyone I've ran into or spoken to about it have sort of said the club looks like they're doing great things, and we are. So, that's good.
Yeah, it looks fun. You almost make me want to pull on the boots, which I definitely won't. But look, Jammo, there's been a big update. You've been chasing Darren Hayes for a long time because, of course, Truly Madly Deeply is from his band Savage Garden. And I saw that he messaged the club and said, where do I sign up? And then, you know what it's like with these big celebrities? They just, you know, they don't even get back to you.
You don't even know if that's them or if it's their team that's on socials, you know, if they've even seen it. So what Loggy did,
it's a team effort.
There's a fair bit of legwork involved, but we managed to get on to Darren Hayes of Savage Garden, who wrote that song that you sung, and we sent him the video, made sure he saw it, and also he sent us back a message for you guys, which you took to training the other night. Here's the message.
Hey Cooters, it's Darren Hayes, and also, just so you know, I was very nervous to pronounce the name of your team because it means something very different in the United States, but I'm moving on. I'm in rehearsals, and I hear that you're using my song, Where's My Royalties? Number one, no, seriously, you all look very athletic, and I'm excited about the sports ball game that you play, and let's just say I was never chosen, but you've chosen me, in singing my song, and it feels great. Thanks. So I guess I just wanted to say, I know you're raising money for your football club, so if people are interested, I guess click on a link or support the Cooters, because it's amazing. And also, what sweet men. Thank
Yay!
You.
Yay! How did it feel?
How good's that?
Yes. How did it feel
awesome,
to watch?
Isn't it? We really thank you guys for your support, getting Darren to do a video. You know, we probably weren't expecting that a couple of weeks ago. So, you know, I've had to explain to people how big this guy actually was. You know, he was 1997, I think. You know, he's the biggest thing virtually in the world. So to have him talking about the Cooters, how good's that? And the main thing that I probably take away is he said everyone looked athletic, so that includes me.
Yeah.
That includes me. So what a video. What a video. I'm keeping that.
Good on you, mate. Well, that's yours. You keep that forever. You can hang on to that. You can play it before every match if you want, or every second match. We don't mind. You do with it what you will. But you're about a month away from your first sort of firing a kick in anger or whatever. First play for points. How's the team looking? How's it shaping up?
We've just been singing and dancing all pre-season. Yeah. We haven't done too much footy. we're looking pretty good. I think we had a pretty good season last year. We've added a few recruits in the netball. They've got a couple of recruits as well. So, and our junior program is really pumping. So it's a good place to be at the moment. Lots of players in junior netball. Probably take a few more in junior footy, so if anyone's out there looking for a club, jump on. But yeah, the place is going well at the moment. We think it'll be a good year across the board. Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, it's the Cooters call that has been heard across the world. Jamo, thank you so much for joining us. Go Cooters, qfnc.com.au for anyone else that wants to jump on board. And I'm pretty sure that's the only time Darren will talk to us, but hey, we'll see what happens.
It was worth it. All right. All the best for the season, mate.
No worries. Thanks for your support, guys. Cheers.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
So we've had something bubbling this week. I may have opened a bit of a can of worms on Monday, Cameron, when I suggested that I might be just a little bit heading into a new season of footy, a bit bored of the bog standard merchandise that you get around football. Football adjacent. And we're talking beanies. We're talking about scarves.
Yeah.
We're talking jumpers.
The classics.
Talk about playing it safe. Come on, live a little.
Okay, so you've poo-pooed those.
Well, yeah, so I thought, what other stuff could we do that's merchandise? Maybe we can bring some merchandise to the table.
You'll be surprised in the way that Tom's gone.
Oh. Sort of around K-Rock, K-Rock football, yeah. You know, we're cats adjacent, we love the cats. Is there something we can do? We can all get together and something that will bring us all together.
What have you...
You are so transparent.
What?
Ah.
What do you
think? Ah, is it beverage related, Thomas?
It may be beverage related.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
What have you suggested?
I thought we could do a beer to celebrate the start of the season, sort of.
Like a branded merchandise beer.
Yeah.
He can go around and say, see what I've done, everyone.
Shock horror.
Look at this.
Loggie didn't think I'd get it off the ground, and to be fair, still not off the ground. However, I've talked about it for 3 days in a row now, and usually once I do that, someone else makes something happen.
Yeah, so what he's referring to there is someone else is me. I normally say, all right, I'll make this happen, Tom. No. Because you know what I want?
Yeah.
I want a foam finger.
Oh, like the old school.
Because...
Yeah.
Yeah, because the cats have a blow-up finger, but I don't like the plastic on my hand.
Okay.
And it gets hot and sweaty and it's just not for me. I want a foam finger. And then I thought, okay, I've been getting a bit of flack because people are like, oh, it's so American. Fine. Cat claw foam style.
So in
foam
like, claw. Would you say that would look a bit like a baseball mitt? That might look
No.
So you still put your own hand inside the foam bit, but it's shaped as a claw
opposed to a nails.
Finger.
Isn't that cool?
So is this really a discussion as to what
we want to do? Well, yeah. Okay. So we had Rachel, general manager, on yesterday,
yeah.
And she did flag the issues with sustainability
and
landfill.
We're going to talk about that again.
Around... the use of a hand, the glove.
Was Rach open to going ahead with one of these merchandising?
She was, yeah,
okay.
She's very
It
pro.
Seems it might have legs if we keep pushing. So we thought, as a man in the business world with money.
Thoughts
as to what I would choose? Do you know what? When you talk business advice, if I give a little bit, the first thing you should do if you're choosing between two products is almost create some sort of focus group or...
Sorry, business guy.
That felt real good.
That was my brain left my body. It was
We need a focus group. We need some outside sources, independent sources to give us some feedback on what they think is the better product.
Why?
Because you can't just have it all your way. You can't just pick, I want to have a beer, so make me a beer.
What about a claw?
Yeah,
I want a claw.
Great. What about, can I do this? 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5.
No, you may not.
You don't do the show anymore,
mate.
You
can't just throw the number out.
That's not how it works.
5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5. I'm here to help you two out. Oh, give us a call. Let's do a little mini focus group. Is it better to have a K-Rock footy merchandise beer or a foam claw?
That's
a terrible chant because beer sounds heaps better. And despite our sort of better judgment, we are going to listen to your advice, Cameron, and go to the phones. We've got Stace from Cariah on the line. Morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Good.
What are you thinking, Stace? A beer or a foam claw?
I'm all for the foam claw. The kids can get involved. I don't drink alcohol. And if you do it with biodegradable material, you eliminate the environmental concern altogether.
Bang.
Woo!
Well done, Stace.
Yes.
What if it rains at the footy and then it melts on your hand?
No, it won't.
It's not.
Be sort of a chemical reaction, might stain the hand of the child. I mean, it all sounds pretty risky to me.
Stacey's got no concerns.
Yeah. Stacey's gone through a tunnel.
No.
And the alternative is just for you to kick back drinking your beers.
Hey, yes. Absolutely. That sounds wonderful.
All right. So, look, 5-2-2-3-2-9-5-5 if anyone else wants to get involved. But now that you have...
That's what we call a mini focus group.
Yeah, not enough people.
Yeah, it's a focus, not a group.
Yeah, so the thing
is...
Be very careful.
Yeah, I know.
Be very careful.
No, I thought about it before I said it.
No, that's good. I if there's a sample size out there, you and I always discuss what a good sample size is. And look, I think in this case, it depends on what you say as a businessman.
Yeah, okay. And I appreciate your creativity. And I kind of, there's something in me that wants to say your idea. But on this one occasion, I'm actually leaning towards Tommy a little bit.
I knew you would be with me eventually.
I just reckon it'd look quite stunning.
Love you, mate. Okay, so let's write that down. Because Brad Johnson, he was actually Team Blimp, but then when we said that, that's not an option, he did lean towards a beer. So I think the general consensus from three middle-aged white men is that we will maybe go with a beer.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.